Genesis chapter 6, and I can say, He is everything to me. Amen. I promise you, if you've got the Lord, you've got everything. Amen. I bless His name tonight. Yet I appreciate this privilege to be here. I thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for allowing us preachers be a part of the camp meeting. What a joy always to stand and to preach the Word of God. Amen. And I say this, I don't have a sad tale. I've got a great Savior. Amen. And I'm not going to badmouth Him because He's been nothing but good. Amen. Now, he could say a lot of bad about me, but I have nothing bad about him. Amen. I praise him and I thank him tonight. You pray for us, Genesis chapter 6, and we'll enable. I stand tonight. I'll begin reading in verse number 5. As you find your place, let me ask you to pray for us, Lord willing, tomorrow. I'll be headed towards Shelby for the weekend for a Sunday, and then be up in Asheville in a meeting, and then in Pickens, South Carolina, the latter part of this week. And then we'll be in Rhonda, North Carolina, the week after that, then back up to Asheville in revival. And so you pray for us, that the Lord help us, keep His hand upon us. I do desire your prayers. I know this, I can do nothing without Him. Amen. I've done seen what I can do, and I promise you it ain't impressive. Amen. But I've seen what He can do, and it'll blow your mind. Amen. And I praise Him and I thank Him tonight. Genesis chapter number 6, and I'll begin reading in verse number 5. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. The Bible says, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And repented the Lord that He made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, the fowls of the air. But repented me that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for the reading of your precious word. Oh, Father, I pray now for a little while you might give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. Give me unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach your precious word tonight. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your help. Thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your goodness and long suffering. Oh, God, I pray now tonight, Lord, you touch hearts and change lives. Save sinners in this place tonight. Help us as your people. May we leave here with a fresh determination and to serve you greater and to do more for you. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I know I've read to you very familiar verses of Scripture tonight that are describing the days of Noah. The Bible said in verse 5 that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now, I want to say this tonight. In our day, they're trying to change definitions of words and trying to downplay sin. But friend, this word wicked doesn't mean good. It doesn't mean something joyous. But it means that which is ungodly and wretched and vile and unfit. And he said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, not some, but every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. The Lord is describing the day in which Noah lived. But oh, aren't you glad that verse number 8 is in the Bible, right in the midst of all the sin, right in the midst of all the ungodliness. But Noah, I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Aren't you glad for the day that grace came to your house? You were wretched and vile, filthy by sin, headed to that place called hell. But thank God, the good grace of God, I came to where you were. I birthed you in the family of God. I tell you, I don't regret that. I'm glad I got saved. Amen. Oh, grace, I came to Noah's house, and grace came to my house one day. Oh, the day Noah lived in was a very wicked day. Now, I like the word study, and I like that law of first mention. And this word wickedness, this is the first time that you'll find it in our King James Bible, and it is describing the days of Noah. I got wondering if we dropped the suffix N-E-S-S, where would that word wicked be found the first time? And fellas, I found Genesis chapter 13 and verse 13 where it said those men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly. What about that? The word wickedness is mentioned one first time, and it talks about Noah's day. The word wicked mentioned the first time is talking about Lot's day. And I'm going to remind you tonight, as the Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter number 17, as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot. Hey, friend, we are seeing a repetition of the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Sin is on an increase. This world's not getting better. It's getting worse by day. Wickedness is gaining ground. People don't care about right and wrong. People love their sin more than they love the truth of the Word of God. Hey, wickedness is abounding in our day as it did in Noah's day. Oh, yes. Oh, well, preacher, we might as well just give up. Ain't nobody interested in camp meeting much no more. Ain't nobody interested in going to church three times a week. Oh, but I want to tell you, right in the middle of all this wickedness, and oh, Noah done something for God. Amen. Hey, though everybody else had done said, I'm going to the devil, Noah said, I'm going with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, happy day, for you as a child of God, when you say it don't matter what everybody else does, it don't matter what they say, I'm just going to go with God. Let the world be the world, but He's been better than me and I deserve, and He deserves my best, and I'll serve Him with everything I've got. Amen. Oh, I began thinking about that today. I'm going to preach just a minute, God helping me. I look at verse 9 through 22 in my message, but I'm going to preach on this subject, what you can do in a wicked day. What you can do in a wicked day. You ain't got to quit. Amen. Your church don't have to go out of business. Amen. You and I can still do something for the glory and the honor of God. Somebody say, well, preacher, you don't know. Our church is so small. We're struggling. Yeah, and that cloud that brought rain in the day of Elijah looked like a man's hand. Amen. A lad's lunch fed a multitude. Oh, yeah. You see, what God's looking for is for some of His youngins that'll just present themselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Hey, if you just give yourself over to Him and say, Lord, here I am, lock, stock, and barrel. Take me and use me. I've got good news. He can use you. He wants to use you. He will use you for His honor and for His glory tonight. Oh, we can do something in a wicked day. Oh, Brother Noah, friend, when grace came to his house, it changed his life. Amen. The Bible said in verse 9, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Hey, it changed Noah. Amen. Hey, your circumstances, your surroundings, your family tree, amen, your town that you live in does not have to dictate what you're doing for God. Amen. If I went by my family tree, if I went by what my biological daddy did, I'd be a drunkard tonight. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad grace came to my house. Amen. That's what changed my life. That's what made me a new creature. It's the grace of God tonight. Oh, friend, I'll tell you, I'm no better than anybody else. Hey, all I am by the grace of God. Plus nothing, minus nothing. Oh, friend, if grace ever comes to your house, it'll change your life. Amen. Oh, friend, we don't have to quit. We can go forward in these wicked days. Amen. I will tell you, listen to me tonight. Washing is not going to make me go hide in the cellar. Amen. Raleigh ain't going to make me quit preaching. Amen. You see, what happened to me one day, God done a work in me. Amen. And He stirred that up in me. And by His help and by His grace, I want to finish this thing right. I want to bring Him honor and glory until I meet Him face to face. Amen. Hey, what can I do, preacher? Oh, it's so dark. That's the spiritually dry. Oh, we don't have services like we used to. Well, I got good news. You can still do something for God. Amen. Well, preacher, what can we do? Well, here's two things. What you can do in a wicked day. What Noah did them, and you and I can do them. Amen. What are they, preacher? Well, number one, you can walk with God in a wicked day. Verse 9 tells us again, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Amen. What about that? A man able to walk with God. Can I tell you again tonight, God didn't only just save us from hell, but He saved us so we could have fellowship with Him. I'm telling you, it is amazing to be saved from hell. I'll shout on that any time I take an ocean. Amen. But can I tell you what really does something in my heart? It's knowing that God saved me because He desired to have fellowship. He desired that I could walk with Him. Hey, but I couldn't walk with Him while I was lost. My sin had separated me from a holy God. But by the blood of Jesus Christ, I've been made holy. I've been made new. I've been birthed in the family of God. And now I can have fellowship and I can walk with Him and talk with Him. I say hallelujah to His name. I'm glad in a wicked day, as sure as Brother Noah did, you and I can walk with God. Amen. Oh yeah, you can walk with God. By the way, inside of every Christian is a desire to walk with God. Amen. If you have no desire for God, something wrong. And it ain't that you're backslid either. Amen. I got saved young, early teens, got out of the will of God, but that desire was still there to want to walk with God. Amen. You see, getting saved will cause this world to never be able to really satisfy you again. It might thrill you, but it can't satisfy. Amen. Oh, there's a desire on the inside of every child of God to walk with God tonight. You say, preacher, how can we walk with God? Well, let me say this. It's a daily decision. I'm an independent Baptist and all that good stuff. I'll tell you something. I know some don't like that word decision and choice. I do want you to know after you're saved, you've got some decisions to make. You've got some choices to make. Amen. Every day, you've got to make a conscious choice. I'm walking with God. Amen. Hey, young Christian, young preacher in my teens, I'd come preach as 15 years old, really dedicate my life to God. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. I began to hear about the Spirit-filled life and about selling out, serving God. I was hoping there's some place that I'd get my Christian life. I'd find this whoop it all and just have smooth sailing the rest of the way. And I found out there ain't such place. I found out it's a day-by-day walk. Amen. And you've got to make the decision. I'm walking with God in this day. Amen. Oh, yes, now. Oh, a daily decision. You've got to make. I'm walking with God. Now, when you wake up every morning, you can respond one of two ways. You can wake up and say, good Lord, it's morning. And I have a few of them. What about you? I'm not as spiritual as some. Amen. Hey, some days I don't want to get out of the bed. Amen. But oh, there's them other days you roll out of bed and you just say, good morning, Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, that sure makes for a better day. Oh, and I just say, Lord, I want to walk with you today. I want to have fellowship with you. I want you to use me. I want to bring honor and glory unto your precious name. I'm going to remind you of something you've heard preached a million times and it's still right, and I'll just repeat it. How about that? The Bible never says God walked with a man. But it does talk about some men that walk with God. And there is a big difference. That little word with controls the text. Amen. The word with, preachers, means they're controlling the path and the pace. Amen. That's why God don't walk with a man. Man's ways are not good. Amen. But we're going to walk with him. We're going to have to go his way. Amen. Go at his pace. Yeah, tonight, me and Brother Younger could say we're going to walk out of the tabernacle together. But if he goes that way and I go out the side, are we walking together? No. It will say we're going to walk out together, but he walks far ahead of me and I drag behind. Are we walking together? No. If we're going to walk together, it's side by side at the same pace. I'm going to tell you, friend, there's too many trying to tell God what to do and make God walk with them. But God ain't never walked with a man. But man can walk with God if he'll just make the choice as a child of God. I'm going to walk with him and have fellowship with him today. Oh, you hear me tonight? There's nothing like walking with God. Amen. Oh, friend, there's that daily, let me say also, there's also a daily dedication to this walk. Amen. Because the world's not getting better. Amen. Now, I believe God can send revival. I sure do. I'm a full-time evangelist, have been for several years now. I'm not going to meet hoping he can revive us. You heard me right. I'm not going hoping he can. I'm going looking for him to do it. Amen. Hey, God's able to revive his people. But I want to tell you something. You better listen to me. We're not going to convert the world. Amen. The world is always going to be the world. Amen. Nod your little heads like this. That means yes. You're preaching right, preacher. Amen. Hey, the world ain't going to come by and begin patting you and say, oh, we're glad you're serving Jesus. They don't want you serving Jesus. They don't want us raising our children and by the word of God and in the house of God. They want us to give our children to them that they can corrupt them and pervert them. Amen. Make infidels out of them. Amen. I got news for you. You and I can do as Daniel did in Babylon. We can purpose in our heart that we're going to walk with God regardless what the world does. Hey, be dedicated to walking with God. Oh, yes, you can do it. Amen. You can walk with God in a wicked day. Noah did. Amen. Hey, not only you can walk with God in a wicked day, secondly tonight, you can obey and accomplish the will of God in a wicked day. Amen. For we find in verse 13, and God said unto Noah, God began talking with them while they were walking together. I'll hit this little side note real quick now. Get back to my thought. I believe Noah had seen great-granddaddy walk with God. Who's Noah's great-granddaddy? Oh, Enoch. He's seen his great-granddaddy get up every day and get walking with God and talking with God. And it had some impact on Noah's life. Hey, you grandparents, I'll tell you something. You are having an impact on the lives of your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Amen. The reason I'm like I am, I had grandparents that loved God and great-grandparents that loved God and a mama that loved God. Hey, and they showed me we could walk with God after you got saved. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, you can make an impact on your grandchildren. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm saying to you that old Noah, he's a walking with God, and God tells him the end of all flesh is come. I'm going to destroy the earth with water. But then God gives his will for Noah's life. He said in verse number 14, make thee an ark. That's the will of God for Noah. He said, now, make it out of gopher wood. Not any other kind of wood, gopher wood. He said, I want you to make it and pitch it within and without. I want you to make rooms in it. I want you to have three levels in it. I want you to make it so long, so wide, so high. One wind in the top, one door in the side. And bring all these animals in and bring your family in. That is my will for your life, Noah. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? And the Bible tells us in verse 22 of this chapter, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. He obeyed and he accomplished the will of God for his life in a wicked day. I've been preaching all this and I ain't said this yet, so I'm going to throw it in right here. Noah walked with God, Noah did the will of God without the indwelling Spirit of God. I'm glad I live in the New Testament day. The Old Testament, the Holy Ghost just came upon men. And when their job was done, he left them. But on this grace dispensation, in the church day we live, hallelujah to his name, the very moment you and I got saved, oh, bless his name, the Holy Ghost took up residence on the inside of every child of God. Hey, I'm sealed by the Spirit. I'm kept by the Spirit. I'm instructed by the Spirit. Hey, glad to have the Holy Ghost living on the inside. Oh, Noah didn't have that. Hey, Noah didn't have a local church. Amen. Everybody else doing what was wicked. But oh, Noah just walks with God and does the will of God. Hey, listen to this. Noah did all that without the Word of God. I'm talking about written now. You and I, you hear me. This old King James Bible, it is the inspired, the infallible, the preserved Word of God. Amen. It's not just near the originals. Are you here? I will say it one more. It ain't just near the original. It's absolutely the same thing. Amen. It is the Word of God. You don't need another one. Amen. Why would you want something that's took the blood out of it? Why would you want something that attacks the virgin birth? Why would you want to use something that takes the word Calvary out of it? Amen. That Bible is the Word of God. Amen. But Noah didn't have every day you and I can get up and open the pages. I'm glad I've got God's Word. It's helped me. I couldn't imagine living the Christian life without the Word. Amen. Oh, friend tonight, Noah walked with God and Noah did the will of God. Hey, in a wicked day, you and I surely can. Amen. You don't have to quit. You don't have to fall. You don't have to mess up. We all right? Amen. Oh, we can do something for God in a wicked day. Amen. You see, now let me say something here. The will of God was unacceptable in Noah's day, and it still is in this day. Amen. When they come by and Noah's cutting them trees down, it's getting to be a wider patch of ground. Now in the beginning, they might have thought he's getting some firewood. But after about 4 or 5 acres go by, they realize he ain't getting firewood. Amen. Somebody probably thought, well, Miss Noah's about to get a new house. But when it went beyond a little old 3-bedroom home, they said Noah's up to something more than building a house. Amen. And they began to come by and look at what he's doing. But what they didn't realize, God also called him to be a preacher of righteousness. He'd work a while and he'd preach a while. Amen. And when they came by and said, what you doing, Noah? He said, I'm a building an ark. God's going to destroy this thing. And if you want to be saved, you've got to get in the ark. Amen. Can I guarantee you, somebody said to him what we've heard here. Well, surely I can build my own ark. Your ark will save you, Noah. My ark will save me. Huh? But Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He said, that won't work. And then people say, what do you mean it won't work? He said, but one ark. It's got one door. And if you get in, you're going in at the door. Or you're not getting in. And you're going to be drowned. A judgment will fall on you. Except you get in the ark. Amen. Hey, I know I ain't politically correct. Don't want to be. Amen. I know they'll accuse us of being intolerant. They'll say you're narrow-minded. Well, how else are you going to be on a narrow way? Amen. The broad ways for broad thinking. Yeah, this narrow way is a narrow way. All roads don't lead to heaven. Amen. Now I'm about to get in trouble about right here with some folk, but you can just get up and say it, because it's still right. There ain't but one way. Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way. Amen. That Muslim crowd ain't going to heaven by the Quran. Hey, there ain't but one way, and that's Jesus Christ. It ain't Allah Muhammad. It's Jesus Christ, or you die and go to hell. Amen. Hey, you can't get to heaven by Buddha. Rub his pot belly all you want to, you'll still die and go to hell. Amen. You're not going to, my friend, the Mormon way or the Catholic Church way. You're not going by the other coast. Hey, there's one way. That's Jesus Christ. He's it. There is no other way. Amen. It's amazing. I make Baptists upset saying that. Amen. You wouldn't like hearing Elijah preach. Amen. He made fun of them. Have you forgot what happened on Carmel? He said, boys, won't you holler a little bit loud? I think your God's asleep. Amen. He said, maybe he's on a trip. You better really turn it up. You ain't getting no response. Amen. You wouldn't even like hearing Jesus preach. Jesus called a bunch of religious crowd a bunch of vipers. Amen. Oh, I know that ain't got us all in a woman umbrella singing kumbaya, but I tell you what, Jesus is the way, and he's the only way. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You say, preacher, you're too divisive. It ain't me dividing. Amen. I didn't write this book. I'm just preaching this book. I believed it one day. It transformed my life. And if you want to make heaven your hope, you'll have to go in by the door. Jesus Christ himself. There is no other way. Amen. Hey, it's unacceptable. Amen. Oh, I know how it is. It's got to be the same in High Point and Archdale as sure as it is up in Asheville. They want their mega church. They don't want an evangelist preaching. They want somebody to entertain them. Entertain me, preacher. Huh? They don't want a preacher. They want a psychologist. Tell me to make me a better me. Tell me every day's Friday. I don't know about y'all, but I think some weeks every day's Monday. Amen. Hey, I don't care how good they smile. You welcome. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, that Bible's right. Everybody else is wrong. Amen. Hey, we need to let them know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come by the Father but by me. Amen. Oh, friend, we can do something in a wicked day. We can walk with God. We can do the will of God. Hey, it'll be unacceptable. They don't want nobody preaching to them no more. My style of preaching, I'm a dinosaur. It's what I am. Now listen, I like all styles. So don't get wrong. Don't you take me wrong. I don't care if you stand still. I can get something. I'm wanting that book. That's what I'm after. Amen. You can be very well educated. I'll take it. Pray God, just put it on my plate. But you see, a lot of people, they're like jumbo jets. Have to taxi and take off. I'm more like a hand grenade. Pull the pin and throw it. Amen. I'm just who I am. Can't be nobody else. Don't want to be nobody else. Amen. And it ain't really acceptable in our day. Amen. But I love it. I like this old time way. I still believe the cross is it. Amen. I still believe the blood, the book, and the blessed hope. It still get the job done. Amen. The world may not accept it, but thank God I have and others will. Amen. What we're doing is unacceptable. Oh, they want us to get rid of our crosses in our churches. Don't have a Lord's Supper table. That offends. That reminds them of blood. Well, how else are you going to get to heaven? Amen. That blood's it. Amen. Oh, I know what they want now. They want to get rid of the pulpit. Get them a little bar stool. Get a preacher with a polo and ripped blue jeans and a pair of flip-flops. Tell them how good they are. Amen. I'm going to tell you what saved me is old-fashioned preaching. Amen. I can tell you how you got in. Old-fashioned preaching. Amen. They told us how it was. They didn't cut corners. They didn't sugarcoat it. They didn't whitewash it. They said, this is it. If you want to be saved, you got to repent. If you don't repent, you'll die and go to hell. Amen. That ain't very acceptable, but it is the right way. Amen. It's unacceptable. But I want to say this, it's urgent. Noah had just a little bit of time to get done what God told him to do. Now Noah, as far as I can tell, if I'm wrong, come talk to that church, show me in the Bible though. But the way I figure it, he had 120 years. That's how much time he had. And God told him, so this is it, buddy. What you going to do? This is it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You and I, we don't know when the deadline is. It could be tonight. And I will say this, it'd be all right to leave from High Point as far as I'm concerned. I ain't got to go back to Asheville for nothing. Amen. I've been packed up for 34 years ready for my ride. Amen. That's right. Hey, people look at him. They said, preacher, the way you preach like this every night, they sure do. It's the only gear I got. Loud and wide open. Amen. Amen. 7 times a week most of the time. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, you're going to wear yourself out. Probably will. Amen. I say, preacher, don't you know one day you'll have to slow down? One day I will, but it ain't tonight. Amen. Why are you going like you? Why do you travel the roads? Why? Hey, listen, I left a good church when God called me being an evangelist. We was growing. We'd built a new sanctuary. Walked in debt free. Oh, yes. Growing. That's good to me. But the Holy Ghost said, you're done. And you're going to leave all this and be a full-time evangelist. You know how many meetings I had in my calendar when I surrendered to the call of evangelism and resigned my church? 3. That ain't many out of 52 weeks. Amen. What'd you do? Just going with him. Amen. It ain't always been easy, but it sure is a good way. I don't regret it. Amen. I'm giving everything I got because we don't have much more time. That's what's happened to the church tonight. I want to help you right here. We have lost sight of the fact that at any moment, Jesus could come. We think we've got a lot more time. I'm telling you, we got less time now than we've ever had in the history of the church. You say, well, preacher, you've been preaching that for 2,000 years. Yeah, and we're 2,000 years closer to the coming of the Lord. Amen. He is coming. I mean that. He is coming. Any moment, Jesus could descend with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ arise first. Then we which are alive may. What's going to happen, preacher? By the time they get ground level, we're getting changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Can I just throw something out for you to think about? Would that be all right? I don't preach my opinion, but I like to throw out a thought. Them planes, when they break the sound barrier, they make a sonic boom. What do you reckon kind of racket we're going to make getting changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye? Amen. From here to there, quicker than light can reflect in your eye, moving. Amen. Hey, that's why we're doing what we're doing. We ain't got a lot of time. What we're going to do, we got to do now. Now, some of you say, well, preacher, I'm in the sunset years of my life. You don't have to quit. We need you in our church now. More than we've ever needed you in your life. You are the you bring stability to the church. You bring some wisdom to the church. Amen. I preach to young people on long, but most what I guess I relate to well is older folk. I don't know much about electronics and all that stuff. But I say this, you can do something for God now. You say, my best years are behind me. Oh, but you still can do something. I thought as I was walking under the tabernacle, now I hadn't thought about it today until I walked under here. There's a dear old sweet lady, Miss Askew, up in Asheville. Man, where I'm going to be next week, I'm at a radio station for several days helping them raise their annual budget to keep the gospel on the airways. And she used to come up every year. They'd interview her one day. And the preacher that owns the state, he knew where she was going, Brother Tim. But every time before she got ready to go, he said, Miss Askew, where are you heading when you leave here today? She said, well, I've got about 100 gospel tracts, and I'm going to go down to Walmart or Kmart and stand at the door and hand them out. You know what Miss Askew found out? They'd bring her a chair and let her sit there and hand them tracts out. They won't let a preacher do that. I promise you, ma'am, sir, you go up yonder, they ain't going to run you off. That's where the news media show up. Amen. She'd go hand out 100 gospel tracts before she went home. Amen. When she got where she couldn't drive no more, and they put her in the nursing home, you know what she did then? At wheelchair, room to room. Amen. Matter of fact, if they were asleep and she went in the room, she'd tune the radio to the AM 1380 in Asheville, the gospel station. Amen. Are you listening to me? We can still do something in a wicked day. Give it all you got till the trumpet sounds or your eyes close in death. Amen. What did the Bible say about David? He served his generation. Is that right? I sure want to serve my generation. You and I can do something in a wicked day. We don't have to quit. Camp meeting ain't over. Amen. The churches are not out of business. The same God that was on the throne way back yonder is still on the throne now. Amen. What he did back yonder, he can do right now. Amen. Let's walk with him. Let's do his will. Amen. Because let me help you. You ain't got to compare yourself to nobody else. Amen. I'm not the most well-known evangelist you've ever heard of. Most of you probably still don't even know my name. You know what? Don't matter. And that ain't false humility. It really don't matter. Because I'm not here about me. Amen. I'm here with that book. Amen. That book's what saves. It ain't no preacher. I want you to know that. Ain't never been a preacher saved anybody. Amen. It's that gospel we're preaching. Amen. Let's finish right. Let's do something. Let's walk with him. Till he comes. Let's just keep on walking with him. I believe we're about to hear what ain't he heard. I really do. You say ain't Bible. Well, I'm happy believing it. They got to walking together so much one day. I looked at him and said, we're closer to my house than they are your house. Just come spend the day with me. Amen. Amen. We're about to go spend the day with the Lord. Aren't you glad to be saved? Amen. Aren't you glad to be on the winning side? Aren't you glad the crowd that's about to pull out of here? Hey, let's keep walking with God. Let's do the will of God until Jesus comes. Father, I pray you take the message now.